It is a little after 5 o'clock, and you know what that means.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere. All right, we're 3 hours plus away from game time. Time for a little positivity. Giants haven't beaten Dallas basically at all over the last 10 years. I'm going to give you the top five Giants wins over Dallas in my lifetime.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
There were positive times. Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Week 17, 1997. Danny Cannell and the Giants, led by touchdowns by Chris Callaway and Rodney Hampton, beat Dallas 20-7. All 20 points coming in the first half. The G-Men in 97 clinched the NFC East on that game.
I don't remember it.
One of my five favorites, Teak. It was a big Hampton
day. Teak's like, remember that, sorry.
I was on the team for sure. Just don't remember it.
All right, here we go.
Number four.
Tiki might remember this one. Week 17, 2004. In what was a lost year grooming a rookie quarterback named Eli Manning, the Giants played a meaningless Sunday night game to close the year versus the Dallas Cowboys. Down late, Eli Manning audible to a run to Tiki Barber, who ran in the game-winning touchdown, setting in motion officially the Eli Manning era of Giants football.
Do you remember that one, Tiki?
Of course I do.
Okay.
That was the... I broke Joe Morris's single-season rushing record on that run.
Oh, wow, really?
That was my last play of this season.
You remember that, Sean?
Yeah, me and my buddies went. My friend threw up on the George Washington Bridge on the way home. It was great.
That was when Sean had the confidence to go to a Giants Cowboys game.
That's right. Well, man, nothing to lose there. It was meaningless.
Number three.
Week 14, 2011, down two scores with 5 minutes left. Eli Manning leads an electric comeback that ends up capping off with a Jason Pierre-Paul blocked field goal, beginning a little bit of a run to a Super Bowl.
Not bad.
All right, here we go.
Number two.
Week 17, 2011. People forget the Giants still needed one more win after beating the Jets on Christmas Eve, and they got it on New Year's Day night in a blowout, 31-14, as Victor Cruz salsa it all night long.
We mentioned this game earlier only because much earlier in the show, a Giant fan called in and said, we're going to blow the Cowboys out.
Yep.
To which Tiki said, when have the Giants ever blow the Cowboys out? That game that you just referenced was the last time the Giants beat the Cowboys by more than one score.
Yeah.
It was a long time ago. 2011.
Fat I look in this jersey.
Is that what you're staring at?
I can't. I don't look this way in person. SMY, do something to your camera. I look 15 pounds heavier.
You look worse in person.
Maybe it's the red century jersey.
Yes.
Maybe that's the problem.
They should call the century fat. All right, here we go.
Number one.
The only playoff game in rivalry history, the divisional round, the 2007 season. Amani Toomer with amazing play to end the half. R.W. McCorders to end the game. Brandon Jacobs hitting the play clock. It's still ringing with the football. That game had it all. That's a moment I will always salivate over.
Nah, that was a great moment. See, even I, as an IFO, I was passionately rooting for your New York football Giants. Because, like most New Yorkers who aren't Giant fans, we don't like the Dallas Cowboys. I mean, the Cowboy fan is, they're all over the place.
Scum. Scum. They're scum.
How about we just disagree with them?
No, they're scum.
How about sometimes they're a little too loud for us?
They're scum.
A little obnoxious.
Scum.
We got to go to scum?
Scum.
Oh, Tiki, do you agree with that assessment?
No, I don't.
You won't call him scum?
I won't.
They have lantern flaws at the bottom of the shoe. All right, that's Cinco de Fivo.
Thank you, Sean.
You know what my most memorable one is? I'm just tallying up my total yards in this game.
Okay.
Because I don't think most people will remember, unless you were a big Blue VCR fan. So in 1999, we played the Cowboys on Monday night. I didn't realize I had this many punt return yards, but I returned a punt for a touchdown. So I had 123 punt return yards, which is a lot.
In one game.
Wow. 123 punt return yards, 73 receiving yards, including a long of 56, which set up what was the game-winning touchdown, or game-winning field goal, and then 35 yards rushing. And the reason we won the game is because we kicked it off to Deion Sanders. You don't remember this? And he returned it. Or they returned it for a touchdown, but he had an illegal forward pass that brought it back.
Oh.
And that's how we won.
Wow.
That is wild.
How is that not in your top five, Sean?
He doesn't remember the details of it.
I don't. Cinco de Sixo, that was number six.
Right.
Wow.
The details of that game made it so memorable.
Yeah.
At least for me specifically.
That's
but also
your
for
one.
My team. I mean, Deion was on this team. It was Troy Aikman and Emmitt Smith.
Right?
It was like one of those Cowboys teams that was set up to win a championship.
Oh, yeah.
Now, obviously, they didn't.
It was the remnants of the dynastic Dallas Cowboys.
Yes.
That's what you're talking about.
Exactly.
And that's the team that I grew up with and I hated. And that's where there were so many Giant fans.
Right.
Like, I actually got texted during our conversation. You're a part of it, the Mets text chat, with a guy who went to high school with me.
Yeah.
Adam Eaton went to high school with me. And he said, Evan, I don't remember the Cowboy fans in high school. And he's right. It was middle school. It was not, because middle school, when I was in middle school, it was 1995, 1994, 1996. Well, yeah, the triplets. I mean, they were the most obnoxious Cowboy team ever. By the time I got to high school, which is now 98, 99, 2000, I graduate in 2001, the Cowboy fan of the youth started deserting.
Hey, Quincy Carter.
They were deserters, if you will. So the Cowboy fan like that I grew up with, oh, my God. Oh.
They're still obnoxious to this day, some of them.
If they stuck with them, and look, for those that did stick with their team, I actually do respect that. Because I think for my age demographic in my early 40s, late 30s, for anyone listening, you had a lot of people you went to school with who were Bull fans and who were Cowboy fans. If they remain with those teams, you kind of have to respect that.
Well, they became fans because of the success.
Correct.
That's the only thing that you don't. It's like you're bandwagging it.
You are a bandwagon, Batik. It doesn't jump out at you that if you stick with a team, especially once they go bad, that actually does show you something, as opposed to, I'm moving on.
If you're humbled. I have a buddy who's a Bulls, Knicks, Yankee fan, still treats the Cowboys and Bulls.
Did you say Bulls, Knicks, Yankees fan? That doesn't even make sense.
I'm sorry.
And the Knicks.
Bulls, Cowboys, Yankees fan.
Oh, okay.
One of these 90s babies.
Right. Yeah.
And to this day, it's 2024. He's still obnoxious about all three, like the pumping out championship.
But you can't be obnoxious about the Bulls or the Cowboys.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I guess let me take the Cowboy pop back because there's plenty of obnoxious Cowboy fans, but it's tougher to do that.
Well, when you constantly say that LeBron would have never had as many titles if Derrick Rose didn't get hurt, it sounds obnoxious.
Oh, come on.
These people exist, bro.
Derrick Rose was healthy, and LeBron's Heat beat him in five. I was in the building for when they choked away game five in Chicago at the United Center.
These people
so I don't
exist.
Know what that guy's talking about.
These people exist.
Yeah. By the way, happy retirement to Derrick Rose.
Happy retirement
Didn't
to Derrick Rose.
He was not retired already, but he is retired.
We'll see him in the big three next year.
And speaking of happies, happy birthday.
To?
Happy birthday.
To whom?
And I won't say his age, because maybe he doesn't want his age out there, but happy birthday to the great Joe Boningo.
Mm. Is that right?
Happy birthday, Joe B.
I'm trying to do the math on how old I think. I think he's 70. I just said I wouldn't say his age.
Yeah.
I changed my mind.
Doesn't matter.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, he doesn't
he's
care.
Male.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
Yeah, you can't say a woman's age.
Well, I wouldn't do that.
Right.
Much classier than that. I think Joe's 72.
I can't take it. I think so.
Happy birthday to the great Joe Boningo. Real quick, when we get back to your calls, obviously a lot of fired up Giant fans, especially if you're on your way or you're already tailgating or you're already getting ready to go for Giants Cowboys. We will listen to some Cowboy fans too if you want to vent about your team or talk trash or be obnoxious or talk about how you want to fire Mike McCarthy and hire Bill Belichick. You are more than welcome as well.
Do you think they really want to do that?
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah. I think if things go badly, they want to do that.
I wonder how many Giant fans are still thinking that.
Which aspect? Hiring Bill for themselves?
The Bill Belichick side.
I think at the end of this.
Forget the firing Dave's.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I don't want to talk about that, but I'm saying they would rather have Bill Belichick.
Giant fans?
Yes.
I think
versus, because now it's shifted.
Yeah, well,
because now I keep hearing it for other teams.
I think because the way Bill's going to work is he's a shadow. And so if you're a good team, or the Giants maybe they weren't necessarily supposed to be a good team, but they have a history with Bill. Mm-hmm. If you're a good team with expectations that are struggling, naturally, Bill Belichick's going to be the shadow and you're going to bring him up. What I am curious about is, realistically, this is not baseball or basketball. You can fire someone like the Bucks did and hire Doc Rivers right off the, not that Doc is Bill, but you can just hire him and give it a shot. Same with the baseball manager. Can you really hire a brand new NFL head coach off of the streets, essentially,
in the middle of
the
season?
I don't think so.
It doesn't make any sense. It's going to be, they're going to elevate, they're not going to fire him, Mike McCarthy, but if they did, they'd elevate somebody who's already on the
staff. Because that's what you always do when you fire a head coach in the middle of the season.
Yes.
But tell me if this matters or not. Breaking news about Hassan Reddick. Okay, ML Football, the first to report it. For the first time all year.
It's in the building.
Fanatics is selling his jersey.
Oh.
A number 7 New York Jets Hassan Reddick jersey.
Yeah, that's news.
It has not been on sale until today.
Ruben's in the know.
He knows?
He knows everything.
And so this is how we're going to find out that the Jets have either gone backwards, or Reddick has gone backwards. They've bent the knee, if you will, to make a new contract, is because now you can buy a jersey?
Yeah. I would now believe it. I would now think that it's going to happen.
I didn't think you were going to buy it.
I mean, I shouldn't, but I know Michael Rubin. I know he's in the know.
Uh-huh.
So,
Jet fans, you just heard it from Tiki.
You heard it from Michael Rubin.
I know, but you believe it.
I believe it because Michael Rubin knows everybody.
I do have one other question for my fellow Jet fans. Like, it's really cool that Hassan Reddick's jersey is now being sold on Fanatics, and that probably is a good sign because I believe Tiki. But who in their right mind, walk me through this, who in their right mind, if you're a New York Jet fan,
nobody.
When you've got
nobody.
Garrett Wilson you could buy, Breece Hall you could buy, Aaron Rodgers you could buy, Quinnen or Quincy Williams you could buy, Sauce you could buy. We have a lot of good jersey options.
Right.
Who is buying a Hassan Reddick Jets jersey?
Nobody.
Nobody.
One, because they don't even know who the hell he is. Right? They know his name,
right,
but they don't know who he is. So you're going to show up and have a Hassan Reddick jersey on, and then he's not any good for you, and then he leaves next year anyway?
And then he's gone.
Right? So it just doesn't make any sense.
That'll be a collector's item.
We're not.
Well, it would be one of those like weird collector's items. It would be like having a Rasheed Wallace Hawks jersey. Mm. He was traded to the Hawks and then got waived.
Oh, geez.
That's like a collector's item, right?
Yeah.
A Dwight Howard Brooklyn Nets jersey. He got traded here and then they waived him.
Dwight Howard, I could see, because he was a great player.
Yeah, but not for my team.
No, but exactly.
He didn't play for my team. Yeah, I question anybody who's going on Fanatics right now and buying a Hassan Reddick jersey.
But the fact that they are selling it is interesting.
There you go. Let's get back to your phone calls. Rocky is in Randolph, New Jersey. What's up, Rock?
Hey, Evan and Tiki. What's going on, guys?
All's good, dude.
Yo, man. What's up?
Yo, Tiki. I don't know if you remember me. I used to be your neighbor, brother.
Where at?
I used to live across the street from the high school in East Hanover.
Oh, nice. Yeah, of course.
Yeah. And you used to order from a special place like a game.
That's right.
Look at that.
Godfather's Pizzeria. Yeah, man. Yo, guys, Tiki is a typical. Let me tell you.
Appreciate it. They make good martinis at Godfather, too, by the way.
Anyway, guys, yeah, it's great food. Sean, even though I'm a Cowboys fan, you got to try the pasta.
Got to try pasta.
Anyway, pasta.
Yeah, pasta vajoule at Godfather.
He's talking about food.
All right. It sounded like positivity. What?
Pasta vajoule.
I only called you lard ass because someone else did. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Rocky.
Sorry, guys. But listen, here's the deal. Honestly, guys, as a Cowboys fan, you want to talk about lifelong? I've been in it since 88. Okay. So I'm 44 years old. I've suffered. Okay. So I had good years, like you said, but it's been horrendous.
It's been a while.
My main thing is Jerry Jones, we all know that he's the problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the lies that he continues to tell to get up in front of us in the media, he said he didn't have the money to sign Henry. It's a joke. He could have signed Dak and CD way before that and had an extra $20 million.
Right.
So at this point right now, this team, unless the young kids show up, I really just believe that they have no heart. They're not cohesive, and I would not be shocked at all if the Giants beat them. But even if the Cowboys win tonight, what are they really going to do?
Yeah.
They're not that good.
Yeah, you're fearing the future. You're fearing the immediate and long-term future. And it's interesting what he said, because I've heard this dialogue multiple times over the last few months, even before the season, that they didn't want to pay CD or Dak because of the money situation. Mm-hmm. It's fungible. You can figure it out.
Yeah,
structure it however you want. If you want those guys there, then they're going to be there. And if you don't want them there, then tell us so.
Yeah.
Don't wait until literally game day one to sign Dak Prescott's contract. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Now, why do that and compromise what you could have done the whole offseason with some of these other players, in particular the running backs that were on the market? Because there was not a bunch, but there was a handful of really good running backs
sure,
on the market.
Yeah.
Saquon and Derrick Henry, and he lasted for a while.
How different would this team be if they did sign Derrick Henry?
A lot different.
Oh, very different.
Right? So there were guys that were available that you just didn't even... So you end up getting Zeke Elliott?
Yeah.
So I know it's maybe emotionally fulfilling in some capacity, but it didn't make any business sense for him to do it. And so some owners can claim poverty.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you know what? I don't have the money to put all that guaranteed money into escrow for the signing bonuses. That is not the Cowboys' problem.
No, not
They're
at
the
all.
The richest franchise in sport, definitely in football. Maybe the Yankees are more than them. I can't remember.
I think Dallas is number one.
I think Dallas is number one in all of sports, maybe even internationally when you think about it. So the management of it is why I can understand that Cowboy fans are like befuddled.
No, I get the befuddlement. Here's the problem that the Cowboy fan has. There's two issues. Number one, he's the owner. So as pissed off as you are at Jerry Jones,
what are you doing?
This isn't the Brian Cashman situation where you can scream and yell and hope, if you want Brian Cashman fired, that the Yankees fire him. This is the owner. He is not going to relinquish power until he has to. Here's the other problem. The Dallas Cowboys are not this befuddled, disgusting, decrepit organization. They've won 12 straight games, 3 straight years. I know they haven't gotten far, and they've lost in the playoffs early, but they're 36-15 in the last 3 regular seasons.
Yeah.
They're not some mess of a franchise that you could point to and say, oh my God, the NFL better intervene. This is embarrassing. I mean... Yeah, they're embarrassing on playoff time, but they're always good enough, Tiki, to win 12 games a year.
Of course.
So, it's a weird spot to be in. How old is Jerry Jones?
He's got to be 75.
Oh, he feels older now.
Maybe 80?
Yeah, crazy. Let's go to Nate in West Orange, New Jersey.
81.
81. That's what I'm saying. He's old.
He'll be 82 in October.
Oh, happy birthday, Jerry. Nate in West Orange. What's up, Nate?
Hey, Evan and Tiki. Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
Before I get to my point, Evan, I actually do know how old Joe is because I listen to his podcast all the time. He actually mentioned he would be his age. I'm not going to say it either on his podcast, the last episode.
Well, today is his birthday. So happy birthday, Joe. And you know what? As long as your mind is young, who cares how old you are? And trust me, he's got a young mind.
Exactly. Age is just a number.
That's
so
it.
Anyway, about the game tonight, you know, Joe's mentioned this on his podcast whenever the Jets have played the Patriots and they were in the midst of the 15-game losing streak against the Patriots. He'd want Robert Saleh to have, like, some sort of emotion saying, like, 15 games, we got to end this. So I think Brian Daboll tonight should have some sort of, like, get the memory back of when the Giants got whooped by the Cowboys last year 40-0 and, like, just have this message.
Does that work, Tiki?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so.
You guess so?
Yeah.
If Brian Daboll stands up in front of the locker room today,
it's not going to work.
That's what I was looking to see if you'd say that.
Not gonna, who cares?
It doesn't affect players.
Hey guys, remember 2 years ago they kicked our ass. Let's go.
Okay, coach.
Coaches never do that?
No, not like that. Not unless there's a long history, and it's only 2 years for Dabes.
Yeah, well, so that's what you're saying. Like, you can't bring up the last bunch of years because it means nothing to most guys.
Yes.
But you can bring up last year.
Like, how is Malik Neighbors getting motivated by that? He's just saying, all right, guys, sure.
Hypothetically, here's how I would say he's motivated by it. He is now a Giant, and he now represents that franchise and those fans, and that's how the fans feel, and that's how everybody feels, and I'm going to go do it to show you guys everything's different.
I'd rather be told, you're better than that guy. Go kick his ass. You're better than that guy. Go kick his ass. You're better than that guy, that guy, that guy, that guy. Go kick their asses. And guess what? We're doing it on Thursday Night Football, and everybody's watching.
Oh, that's good. That was good. You just pumped me up.
That's what I would say.
Sean, did that work on you?
Pump me up. Pump me up. We'll see where I am when we make the picks.
We as a station have everything covered tonight. The Yankee game against the Orioles, a chance to clinch the American League East, is on AM 660. Mm-hmm. The Giants game, a chance to finally beat the Dallas Cowboys and improve their record to 2-2, is on the FM dial. So you got both coming up later tonight. Speaking of the Yankees, what does their lineup look like tonight, Sean?
I'm glad you asked, Evan. Yankees starting lineups are brought to you by Jersey Mike's, the official sub sandwich shop of the New York Yankees, and by Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it. All right, as they try to again clinch the American League East, leading off is Gleyber Torres at second base. Juan Soto bats second in right field. Aaron Judge bats third in center. Austin Wells behind the plate cleans up. Giancarlo Stanton bats fifth in DHs. Jazz Chisholm Jr. bats sixth at third. Jason Dominguez back out there batting seventh in left field. Anthony Rizzo bats eighth at first. And Anthony Volpe at short bats ninth with Garrett Cole on the bump.
I think that's their best lineup.
I would agree with you.
Best way to configure it.
Yeah, I think the only decision you really have to make is Dominguez versus Verdugo. Yeah. I think everything else, we're all pretty much on the same page. Austin Wells is slumping,
right?
But he's got to be the everyday catcher, and I think you stick with Austin Wells.
I agree with you.
I don't think,
and I love him where he is.
Yeah, I think you just have to kind of stick with it. Right. Hope he gets hot. Obviously, Jazz, Rizzo's back. Giancarlo's got to be in the lineup. The only decision Boone really has to make, in my opinion, with this lineup is Verdugo versus Dominguez.
I agree.
And he's got to make rotation decisions. But tonight, four fingers, Garrett Cole's on the mound, and they have a chance to clinch the American League Eastern Division.
If he pitches a nine-inning no-hitter, you got to stop calling him four fingers. But only then.
That's fine.
All right, good.
I agree with that.
All right, good. Yeah. Sean, what are you doing on the 22nd of November?
22nd of November?
Yeah, it's a Friday.
I feel like this is a very trick question.
It's a loaded question.
Not loaded.
Right now it's open.
Oh no, he was going to the Brooklyn Nets game with me. Are you outing on that now?
Are you going to the Brooklyn Nets game?
I'll go to Net game with Evan if he's offering.
But what if Boomer and Geo call you for Boomer and Geo Live?
First come, first serve. Evan offers first.
Well, maybe you could work from home and then go to the Paramount.
Oh, good news. The Nets don't play on November 22nd.
Yeah, maybe
so you're
you
good.
Could go. Yeah. You could go.
You're in.
Okay, I'll go, sure.
Boomer Geo Live, Paramount in Huntington Village on Long Island.
That's
November
not far.
22nd. It's a long time away. It's not long from far from your house, right? We Give Thanks, featuring special guests, including on-site appearances by Adam and the Metal Hawks. He'll be rocking out as usual. That's November 22nd. You can get your tickets tomorrow morning. They're in pre-sale right now.
I am curious. It's going to be a real test this season. Like, if I come to you, Tiki, I'll give you an example. Tuesday, November 19th. So it's middle of the week.
Mm-hmm.
You have no plans. Your wife has already said you're free to do whatever you want.
Yep.
And I'm like, hey, Teak, you want to come with me to Nets Hornets tonight? Will you go?
Yeah, I'll go.
Really? Oh, yeah. That's impressive.
Right. As long as I'm not behind on my game, whatever I have that weekend,
fair
I go.
Enough. So you will go to the dregs of the NBA. I respect that.
I don't mind. I like actually going to that arena.
Even if it's the Nets against the Hornets?
Well, it'll be a casual, chill game. I'll have one of those tall boys in that self-serve, whatever they call it.
He likes the self-serve upstairs at Barclays.
Especially with that which one did we have? Like tomato? No, it wasn't tomato.
No, it was fruity.
Fruity. It was like raspberry?
Yeah, we had like a raspberry beer.
Oh, it was delicious.
It was amazing. I was all over that. Yeah, that was fantastic.
Yeah, I'll go with you.
Thank you. I'm just making sure I'm thinking about the upcoming basketball season. I'm like, who the hell is going to come to me to see Nets Magic or Nets Hornets? We'll make our NFL pick specifically for tonight's game. Obviously, that's the only game in town coming up in just a few minutes. But let's go to Ozzy in Woodridge, who's going to the game tonight, Ozzy.
I'm heading out to MetLife. Right now.
Nice. Are you confident as a Cowboy fan?
Not at all, but I'll be in the building. Okay?
Really? Even against the even against the Giants, who you've owned, Ozzy, you're not confident?
Have you seen my quote-unquote defense?
Yes. Yes, unfortunately, I have. But it was Derrick Henry, man. It's Derrick Henry.
All these teams that run a certain type of offense, and if Dayball's paying attention,
right,
and can work a couple plays in there, the Cowboys have nada. They can't stop that certain type of counter offense whatsoever.
Right.
So
that
he
gap,
has to
that
throw
gap scheme, the teams that run to the edges. Right. The Saints did the same thing to him.
Hey, Sean, does that change your mind at all to go to the game now that you know that I'm going?
Yeah, I mean, it further incentivizes. I think I'm going to go watch the game further out east on Long Island from my house to get as far away as possible.
But you wouldn't want. See, I think Ozzy's a great example of this, and I hope you don't take offense to this, Ozzy. Ozzy's the definition.
The last guy I want to walk out of the stadium with.
You don't want to mock him on the way out of MetLife Stadium?
No. That'd be great. I don't trust that I'm going to have that opportunity, so I'd rather not be mocked by him walking out.
But that's the loser mentality that you have.
He'd be chanting lard ass at me the whole walk down.
That is true, by the way.
Yes.
Yes. But I think that's the risk reward you have of going to these games. Like, the risk is, there will be people chanting lard ass at you. But the reward is the look on Cowboy fans' faces. If you hand them their third loss of the season.
Yeah.
Bro.
If they start 1-3, it demoralizes them.
Here's the thing. Now, because of the great home setup, I can see the look on Cowboy fans' faces. It's called Twitter. So I'm good on it.
Yeah, I don't mind you not going to the game. Obviously, we all make those individual decisions. I mind your reasoning.
I don't care.
No, you don't have to care. You don't have to care at all. I mind that you're not going to a game because you think you're going to lose.
Listen,
that is not a reason to not go to a game.
But here's the thing. I have been, above anybody else, the biggest pom-pom waver for this team, this organization, everything, versus all of these teams. And every time I get it thrown back in my face and spit in my face because this team fails in these opportunities. They start winning in these spots, you got me back. I'm not going to put myself in that spot anymore. I'm not
doing
it.
Challenging them. You're saying, go win tonight. I'll come watch you again.
Exactly.
Okay. Russ and Beth Page, how you doing, Russ?
Sean, I got to make a comment about Sean before I get to my journey. So, offensively, Sean, you're killing me, man.
Why?
Is anyone else on this show had their fandom questioned?
No,
the way you have. Number one with the Giants, and aren't you a Ranger fan? Wasn't there something earlier in the year that you did questioned your fandom for that?
Yeah, he quit.
Couple of things. It was a couple of things.
What were the couple of things?
Because one, he was supposed to go sit in the crowd, be that fan, be the representative in the crowd, and he sat in the suite instead.
That's true. That was one.
So he big-timed it. And then when they lost, he got off Twitter.
Yeah, like he quit Twitter. He didn't want to face the people.
It was a Twitter thing.
Yeah, because he faced trial.
Because I am a real fan. That's why I did that.
I disagree. Okay. So, you know, regarding the Giants offensive line, one thing I noticed last year, or the last couple of years, was, I think it is the coaching. I think, Tiki, I think you hit it on the head last year when you said that, because a lot of times they weren't beat on one-on-one.
Right.
They were beating a lot of stunts. So it's like they didn't know who to pick up, whether it was their communication.
A lot of it was communication.
Obviously weren't. Yeah, I think so. And that, to me, that's coaching, and that's getting them to know what they're doing. And one thing I noticed last week that the Giants haven't done in years, and this also speaks to the offensive line, is they actually successfully ran, I want to say, 3 or 4 screens.
Yeah.
They haven't done in years.
Right. It feels like a decade.
Yeah.
Since they've been able to run screens consistently. But that's what happens when you bring in veteran offensive linemen and Luminor and Van Roten and or those John Runyon as well. They've done it. They've done it in systems that specifically run screens. And so it's easier to execute when you have guys that know what they're doing. And not to diminish. It's Devin Singletary. He's great at running screens.
Yeah. Because
he's just a patient player. He's not trying to speed anything up. And so it's worked. But you can't help but see how humongous of a difference it has been offensive line-wise.
No, you could tell from the way people talk about the offensive line, like, I haven't seen this in years.
Right.
Like, I think people are stunned. So far, it's only 3 weeks into the season, and they got to stay healthy. Andrew Thomas didn't even have the greatest week ever last year. I think he was even critical of himself, but he's still elite. He's still one of the best left tackles in the sport. I think Giant fans are so unused to the fact that their line's been this good.
Yeah, it has. I mean, and you got to give. I mean, he talked about the coaching, Bobby. And look, I like Bobby Johnson, but it felt like those guys weren't prepared on game day. I mean, how many times did we come in here and Evan's showing me memes of of Evan Neal standing around doing like nothing,
yes,
like blocking nobody while Daniel Jones is getting harassed or sacked.
That happened a lot,
right? And Carmen Brasillo he's more of a tactician or a technician when it comes to what you're supposed to do. Plus, he's got veterans that he's teaching.
Yeah, Evan Neal's not playing,
so it's a little bit better.
That's the really big help,
right?
I mean, he's not playing football. We don't have to mention his name because he's not, you know, screwing up and becoming a meme. Well, we have a big football game tonight, and now it is the moment of truth. Our time to make our NFL picks. Our picks are always brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the NFL and the New York Giants. Bud Light, easy to sundae, easy to enjoy. By ELAC A25, Building Our Future. By Samwell Institute for Pain Management. Visit SamwellPain.com. And by Saks Underwear. Underwear with the ballpark pouch. Right now, as we enter the beginning of week four, here are our records. And remember, if you finish in last place or second to last place, there's a punishment. One punishment is selling famed Tommy Lugauer, Jalen Brunson tweets, his tweet from saying that Nick shouldn't sign him, mm-hmm. and that would be a typical Nick move, selling that outside of Madison Square Garden, or at our big kickoff the summer event, being in a dunk tank in which you may fall into some kind of substance.
That first one, I'll be with you regardless of where I finish.
Yeah, look, he's all over that.
I'm going to be interested in that one.
He is interested. I like it. Right now, Sean Morass is the leader in the clubhouse at the bottom. He's 2-14. Very embarrassing. Tiki's improving. He's red hot. He's up to 6-10. Lugie sitting at 500 is 8-8. I'm slightly above 500 at 9-7. So very, very tight at the top. And then you got Sean buried at the bottom. And because of that, as we make our pick for week four, and we have a line of 5.5. I want to make that the official number so we're not all over the place. That's the FanDuel line right now. Dallas is favored by -5.5. Let's kick it off with the man who's been called a lord ass today. By the man who's in last place with an embarrassing 2-14 record. Let us kick it off with Sean Morash.
Gentlemen, the best nickel cornerback I've ever seen in my life in the NFL has the last name of Barber, Rondé Barber. Cordell Flott is not that tonight, where CeeDee Lamb will line up most of his time. There are two big weapons on the Cowboys that scare me. CeeDee Lamb, like I just mentioned, and Brandon Aubrey, who could kick from anywhere and everywhere. Giants don't have enough tonight. In fact, 5.5, I say this seriously. If you like the Cowboys to cover, alt-line that baby up and get better odds. Lay 14.5. Cowboys 31, Giants 17. I pray I'm wrong, but it's another miserable night at MetLife.
Oh, jeez.
You believe that?
Oh, loser.
I think that the next person to pick, just to cleanse the palate, should be New York Giants legend, Tiki Barber.
I always pick the Giants, so I'm taking the Giants. Give me the Giants. Winning this game outright, take them on the money line. Forget the plus 5.5 that they're getting here. Giants are winning this game.
Look at that. Don't we all feel better after Sean made us feel all so dirty? Tommy Lugauer.
All right, my initial read on this game was, like Sean, that the Cowboys would blow out the Giants. We've seen this from the Giants time and time again on prime time. We've seen this from them time and time again against the Dallas Cowboys. But then my Evan radar started to go off here a little bit.
Evan radar.
And I thought to myself, I said, man, is Evan just trying to sucker us Giant fans into believing, much like he did last year, so that he could laugh in our face as he's going to the AFC Championship game with the Jets? Or does he think the Giants have a good football team? And I think it's the latter. I think he thinks the Giants are a good football team, and he thinks they're going to win tonight, and he's not trying to sucker us. So he swayed me. I'm going to take the Giants plus 5.5. They win the game outright. The Dallas Cowboys have the worst running back room in the NFL. This is the Giants' moment. These Giants will beat the Dallas Cowboys tonight.
I did sucker you. The Giants are going to get killed. No, I'm just kidding. Just joking around. I genuinely think that, not that the Giants, and I said this before the season started, not that the Giants are going to win 12 games or anything crazy like that. I just think that people aren't seeing how they can be decent and the formula for how they can be solid.
Right.
And it was very tough to get past the first 2 weeks of the season. I'd be the first to admit it. It was very tough to get past what happened against the Vikings. And it probably does make you feel a little bit better that the Vikings look legitimate.
Yeah, by the way, they beat up the Houston Texans last week.
You're 1,000% right. And I think you look at the Washington game and say, wow, there were mistakes
right.
that led to them losing.
And maybe if you had a kicker.
Maybe if you have a kicker. I have seen the formula. I think the formula is right in front of us, and it's the formula that I thought could be the case before the season started, and I feel even better about it now. They will get after the quarterback. They will have a pass rush. And I give you guys credit, all three of you, they clearly, no troll here, have a superstar in the making in Malik mm-hmm. Nabers. And Tommy and Sean were fighting all summer of, I love him more, I love him more. I'll have more outlandish opinions on him. No, I will. But the truth is, I mean, they're sort of both right. Like, the kid is a difference maker. And he reminds me a little bit of Odell when in 2016 the Giant offense was, just get the ball to Odell.
Right.
crazy crap's going to happen. And I kind of get that sense about the Giants right now. So, as far as tonight's concerned, the Cowboys are a wounded animal. They don't have the same offensive line. They don't protect Dak Prescott the way they have in the past. Look, the Giants never beat the Cowboys because they never get to Dak Prescott. Never! That changes tonight. The Cowboys beat the Giants because the Giants don't have that dynamic offensive weapon that can be a game changer. That changes tonight.
Yeah.
And so all of the history of, well, Daniel Jones against the line against the Cowboys is 4-4. Who cares? It's different. It's different tonight because the Giants are ascending, and it's different tonight because the Cowboys are descending. And I believe that over the last 3 weeks. The Cowboys are a broken team. And I think the New York Giants tonight are going to shatter them. They're broken. And sometimes when things are broken, you could put some glue on it and fix it, and it's okay. Tonight, the New York Football Giants are going to take that broken toy, and they're going to rip it in 175 different pieces.
I like what you're saying,
Ev. You like it? Preach! Preach! The Cowboy fan is going to leave MetLife Stadium like they've never left it before, as a bunch of rats leaving a sinking ship. And by tomorrow morning, starting with Chris McMonagle in the Boomer and Geo in the Sal and BT, the Cowboy fans are even going to infiltrate WFAN. They're going to call in. And you know what they're going to say? We have to fire McCarthy! Belichick! 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 Bring Parcells back! Like, it is going to get lunacy around here. And it's all going to happen because the New York Giants are going to cover 5.5, and they will win this game outright. So I am with Tommy Lugauer and Tiki Barber, or I guess I should phrase it this way, Tiki Barber and Tommy Lugauer are with me. The New York Football Giants cover and win tonight at MetLife Stadium.
Or you could have said, we are all against Sean.
That's true.
I'm against me.
Did that inspire you at all, Sean, just a little bit?
It made me realize you guys are all going to be completely wrong tonight.
You think so?
Yes, very. Dak just threw his first touchdown tonight.
Is it literally the history?
I think a little bit of that. Also, I don't have a short memory. The Giants finally played a game where they had the better quarterback because Deshaun Watson stinks. They beat a bad Cleveland Browns team with a very bad offensive line. Show me more than that.
Okay, but stop right there. So the mistake we all make, and I make this mistake all the time. Trust me, I may be the king of this mistake.
Yeah.
Is that when we're sitting here in May and June and July and August and we're thirsty for football, we analyze these schedules. And the truth is, we don't know what certain teams are going to be. We try to project it and we're wrong. So you just said something about the Cleveland Browns. They're a bad team. Is that what you just said?
I did, yeah.
Okay. Isn't it possible the Dallas Cowboys are a bad team?
It is. It is. Matter of fact, we're having a Brown off. These two teams, their only wins have come against the Browns.
Okay. And by the way, that's fine. Like, if the Giants win tonight, who gives a crap if the Cowboys are a bad team? Like, we're only talking about this week. We're not talking about Seattle next week. We're talking about right now.
And it's the thing. I'm not convinced the Giants are a good enough team to take advantage of the Cowboy weaknesses they've shown. The Cowboys don't have a running back. The Giants can't stop the run. So you can even take advantage of that?
Yeah, I think they will.
Okay. By the way.
Well, Dak's not running. That's what helps.
Yeah,
Rico Dowdle, Ezekiel Elliott, and we'll find out about Dalvin Cook. I don't know if he's been elevated. You tell me if he has, but that's the Cowboy rushing attack.
No, they don't, because they named their two Cowboy practice squad elevations.
Oh, so Dalvin Cook isn't even coming up.
Yeah. So they would have had to do that yesterday.
Right. We didn't. Yeah, so they elevate, but the two guys that they're activating tonight, neither was Dalvin Cook. Unless he got signed to the active roster, and I missed that yesterday.
Right.
But I don't think so.
I think that would have been news. I would have seen it. No, it didn't happen. Because we would have seen it.
So you're scared of Zeke Elliott and Rico Dowdle?
No.
I will say this. Tonight, the Giants' longest run comes from Tyrone Tracy, not Devin Singletary.
Ooh. Yeah. Didn't it last week, too?
Yeah. Well, just these Thursday night games, if you notice, these teams go to multiple backs more in the short week. Just be aware of that.
Right.
You can't answer this, Tiki, because you're going to be at the game, like a real radio host around here. Do you watch on Amazon or Fox 5? I get so mixed about it because it's an Amazon game, but because it's a local game, we have the ability to watch it locally. Last week I was at the Jet game, so I didn't have the option. But how do you watch it? Do you go Amazon or do you just put the TV on?
I watched it on the TV last week, the Jets game. Watched it on TV. I didn't even think about watching it on Amazon.
Yeah, like why would we?
It never crossed my mind to flip on the streaming when it was available on regular television.
Right.
Because in the rare situation, Fox is taking what Amazon's putting out, and you are actually more delayed on TV than you are via streaming.
Is that true?
Which usually it's the inverse of it. Usually you're more delayed on streaming, but Amazon is putting out the initial signal. TV's taking it, then putting it out.
So how much?
It's like 30 seconds.
There's a 30-second delay.
I noticed it with the Jet game.
That's dangerous for two reasons. For anyone who's making the decision, now I'm going to watch it on Amazon. Here's why. There's two important reasons why the delay is bad. Number one, gambling. Let's start right there.
Right.
If you live bet a game on, let's say, FanDuel or whatever app you use, you are so behind. Like,
yeah, you almost have to watch Amazon.
Yeah, those 30 seconds are big because they're going to give away what's happening.
Yeah.
It's going to say second and five, and you're like, what are you talking about? Like, the other team's punting. Like, you'll be that far behind. And the other reason it's bad, even if you're not on social media during games, which I advise, like, just take a break from it, text messages.
True.
Malik Nabers scores a 95-yard touchdown pass, and Loogie's texting the text chat, and I'm delayed. I'm like, what? What the hell is he talking about?
Yeah.
And then I see the ball fluttering through the air. So I guess I would go to Amazon. I didn't even think. You know what, Sean? Look at you.
I only had it last week. I had the Mets game. Remember the Mets-Phillies? So I had it all on the TVs in front of me. And yeah, the game I was streaming to Amazon was distinctly ahead.
If you don't do any of those things, though, like if you don't gamble or you're not checking your phone, like you just put your phone away, then it doesn't matter. I mean, then talking about 30 seconds is ridiculous. Like, it's insane. Who cares if you're delayed by 30 seconds? But my fear is always the being spoiled. And you can be spoiled via text message or gambling websites. So, good advice. I'm glad I brought it up then.
You're welcome. So you brought something to the table.
I had no idea. No, now I'm going to watch on Amazon. You basically told me. Now, you brought a lot to the table today, lard ass. I'm sorry. I don't want to call you that
anymore. It's four times. You know, hurtful lettuce?
Because a caller called that of you earlier, and I just wanted to. I love our listeners, right? They're very loyal and all that. They send AI songs, which I really appreciate.
Sure, they do.
Well, I'll just say this.
I haven't even played the AI song that was sent to me because everybody hates it. So I'm like, I'm not going to play it.
And
I happen to think it's very, very tearjerkery, if you will, but I respect him for sending it. Guy's name is Miles.
Miles does not exist. Yeah. He exists in your mind.
Yeah, Miles also wasn't his name yesterday.
amazing.
Listen, tonight, Giants win this game, and I come in tomorrow, it's Lord ass to you.
Ooh.
You're going to get that arrogant tonight.
Yep.
All right. We look forward to that. More thoughts.